build the bottom. But it's not considered really zenene, since Lamaisa, his apartment upstairs is already, so it's not called really enjoyment of after he's staying by you. Therefore, over here, it'll be mutter without having to pay him. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, B'shloisha mekoimois, shonolon Rabbi Yehuda. In three places we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said, Osa liyodem shihanam imam in chaveroi. A person is not allowed to have enjoyment from his friend's money. One, like we learned in our Mishnah, that he says if he doesn't build up the upstairs apartment, just living in the downstairs one, it would be also because of Zenen Ebezelechosa. For the enjoyment alone, it would be also you would have to pay him for it. And if you don't pay him, Rashi says it looks like ribis. So the Gemara says, Iduch, where's the second place? Maya Ditznan, learned like this. Hanoi Saint Semeletseva, if somebody gives his wool to a dyer, Litzvoy Le'odim, he's supposed to do it red. Vitzovay Shochor, instead he made it black, or else the opposite way. Shochor Vitzovay Odom, he wanted it to be black, and instead he made it red. So Rabbi Meir Oimer, Noisin Loi Demet Simroi. Rabbi Meir Shetar is that Vitzovay is like a gazlin, and therefore he's Kono Bishinui, and therefore he keeps the Tzemer just after paying back the value of the Tzemer. However, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, you're not Kono, because otherwise the dyer would be having enjoyment from the owner's wool. Therefore, for sure, you have to return it. Just how much do you have to pay now? It depends. If for the fact that this wool was dyed, even though it was the wrong color, but Lamaisa was worth, let's say, $10 more, and it only cost him $2 for the dye, so you only have to pay him $2, you only have to pay him the hoitzo. What about Vim Hoitso Yisera Lashvach? Let's say it cost him $10 to spend on the dye, and it only became worth more $2, so then Noisen Loyas Ashvach, you only have to pay him the $2. So here again, we see Rabbi Yehuda a little more machmer that you can't have any enjoyment from your friend. Therefore, the dyer is not allowed to keep this wool. Vidach, where's the third case? Mahi, it's not like this. Misha Para Miksas Choyvoy. If somebody paid up half of his debt, that's the aloiva old money, and he paid up part of the debt, part of his chayv. Now, he still has the shtar that says he owes $100. So, vehishle seshtaroi. Like the aloiva now, he took that shtar from the malva, because he doesn't want the malva to hold on to it, because he doesn't owe the $100, he only owes now, let's say, $50 now. So he gave over the shtar to a third party and said like this, v'yom aloi. Im einani noisin lucho mikan v'yavzman ploini. If I'm not going to pay you up the rest of the money, let's say in a month's time, then tein loi shtaroi, I'll give you permission, like, to give the shtar back to the malva, then he'll be able to recollect a complete $100. So he'll be taking away money from me. So Higiyas Man Veloy Nosan. Let's say it came that month and he still did not pay up. So Rabbi Yosi Omer Yitain, that the Shlish is supposed to give the shtar back to the Malva the way they made up. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yitain. No, you can't return it. So like the Havmina of the Gemara now is that even though Nesmacht is Kanya, like even according to Rabbi Yehuda, really, since he said it, really, the Leiva should, like the Shlish, should have to give the Shtar back to the Malva. But since Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that you can't have enjoyment from somebody else's money, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yite no, the Shlish should not give the Shtar back to the Malva. Now the Gemara says, Amai, who says that's the Pshat? Who says that's the Pshat over here, Rabbi Yehuda? Duma may be at, can look at Rabbi Yehuda, hocho, elam shum dika shakurisa. You know why over here Rabbi Yehuda says you can't live downstairs? Not because tam zenene vezele chosar eschayiv. But maybe here it's called zenene vezele chosar. Like the one owning the downstairs apartment is really losing out because you're blackening the wall. The fact you live there, you're making it black. Maybe that's why you would have to pay money. In Amir Elst, even the second case, in the case we gave the dyer to dye it black, red, and he made it black, you know why? He has to give back the wool to you. Mishum Nekom Mishana, because he changed around from the way he was supposed to do it. The Yotanan, and we learned, it's like a Kenas, that called HaMishana Yot Ala Tachtoino. Whoever makes a change from what he's supposed to do, he loses out, there's a Kenas. So therefore, maybe over here there's a Kenas that you have to give it back, but maybe all over not. And even the third case, Omisha Para Miksas Choyvainami, Heavy Asmachta. Maybe the Pshat is because it's a regular Asmachta. Like the Loivit true said to the Shlish, give it back to the Malva. But he didn't make a Kinyan, he just said it. It's an asmachta. And we want to say before asmachta really is kanya. Just here is different. So Gemara says no. Vishamini lele Rabbi Yehuda, we heard that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Yamar, lekoni, he holds an asmachta, is not kanya. So that's why you do not give the shtar back to the malva. But maybe we don't hear this chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that zenen evazel lechosr eschayiv, that we do not know. Now the Gemara says, Omar Ravacha Barado Mishmei Dula Tachtoin Habol Ishanois Bigvil Shomimloi. Like when they rebuilt this house, the pshat is you have to build it back the same way it was before. You're not allowed to make differences. In other words, the bottom one can't make his walls weaker because it has to be strong to hold up the top floor. But if he wants to make his bottom walls stronger, that he would be allowed to do. And by the top one, it's just the opposite. If he would want to make his walls stronger and bigger, we would tell him he can't, because that makes more pressure upon the bottom one. He has no right. But if he wants to make his top walls weaker, he would be allowed to, because that takes off the pressure from the bottom one. So that's the halacha. The tachton habolishanis. Again, the tachton habolishanis. If the bottom one is coming to change, to make different type of his wall now, with different bricks, so bigvil shemimloi. Bigvil are like thicker bricks. If he wants to use now thicker bricks, that's okay, because it's only going to make it stronger. The gozis ain't shemimloi. But if he wants to use now the bricks called gozis, which are smaller, not so wide, he can't, because it's not going to be as strong as it was before. Again, different type of bricks. If you want to make thicker bricks, it's muta. For levenim, bricks that are not so wide, ain't shemimloi. Lesachir biarosim shemimloi. If you want to use cedar tree to make the roof with, that's okay. He's making it stronger. Shikamim ain't shemimloi. If you only want to use a type of a wood called shikma and shikamim, we don't listen to you, because that's not as strong as it was before. Lemayit bichaloi neshemimloi. If you want to make less amount of windows now, that's okay, because the walls will only be stronger. But laharbois bechaloinos ein shemul. If you want to make more windows than you had before, for that we do not listen to you, because again, since you're making more windows, it's going to take away from the strength of the walls. Lehagbiya ein shemul. If you want to make now your bottom apartment taller, then we don't listen to you again, because it'll be harder. It won't be strong enough for the it won't be an advantage for the top one. He'll only have to go up higher. Lemayit shemimloi. If the bottom one wants to make his smaller, lower, that's okay. That's for the advantage of the top one. Now the opposite way around. Let's say elyon shebol lishanis. The top one now, when he builds the second story, he wants to change. And because this, he wants to use now smaller bricks. Is shemimloi. For that we listen to him. It won't be as strong, so it won't be so much pressure upon the bottom one. It's better off for the bottom one. Bigvil and shemulet. But if he wants to use thicker bricks, thicker stones, we don't let him, because it'll only be harder on the bottom one's apartment, and he has no right. What about the kafisin and shemulet? If he wants to change to use the bigger, wider bricks, we don't listen to him, because again, it'll be harder on the bottom one. But bilavainim, if he wants to use smaller bricks, then shemimloi, for that we listen to him, because it'll only be easier, it won't be so much pressure upon the bottom apartment. The arozim ain't shemimloi, if the top one wants to use the heavy, strong cedar wood, we don't listen to him. It'll only make the bottom one cave in faster. The shikma shemimloi, if the top one wants to use the shikma tree, for that type of wood, for that we let him. Now, l'rabis pichalainois shemimloi, if the top one wants to make more windows, now we let him, because it'll only be less pressure upon the bottom one's apartment. But lemayit bechalon is to make now less windows and to make the wall stronger. Again, ain't shemimloi. For this, we do not listen to him. Lehagbia ain't shemimloi. If he wants to make his second story taller, we don't let him. Again, it'll only be more pressure upon the bottom one. Lemayit shemimloi. If he wants to make it less taller, that's okay. Now, ain loy lezeh v'loy lezeh mai. Let's say both of them do not have. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn, it means they both do not have enough money now to build up the house. Again, a two-story house caved down, and both of them do not have enough money to build it up. So my, what's the locha? So Rashi learns the shaila is, if now the bala karka wants to sell the karka, does the top one have a right to get a share in the karka or not? Tosfos says, no, that's pshita, he has. So Tosfos learns that the shaila is the bottom one now just wants a plant on the ground. So the question is, does the top one have a right to say, I also have a schus in the ground or not? Or maybe no, maybe the top one only has a right to use the karka like for building a second story, but not for using the actual ground itself. So that's the Gemara Shalos. The Gemara says, Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nosson Leimer, Tachton Neutel Shnechalokim, the bottom one gets 2/3 in the karka, where El Yon Shlish, and the top one only gets 1/3. The Achirim Oimrim, others say, Tachton Neutel Shlish Shlishachalokim, the bottom one takes even more, he gets 3/4. For El Yon Neutel Revia, and the top one only gets 1/4. A quarter, like what Tzadik learned, a quarter of the property to use for planting, or the way Rashi learns, when they sell it, he gets 1/4 of the money. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Noket Rabbi Nosim biyodcho. Listen to what Rabbi Nosim says. Tedainahu v'nokas liyum kodadinu. Because he's a dying, and he goes down to the depths of the halacha. Because Sofri holds like this. Like, what does Rabbi Nosim say? That the Elyon, the top one, only gets 1/3. Because it's sort of like this, Savar, Kama Mafsed Aliyah Vavayis Tilsa. Like, how much does the top apartment do damage to the bottom apartment? Like, if there wouldn't have been a top apartment, how much longer would the bottom apartment last? Whereas now that it has an upstairs. So it holds 1/3. So therefore, Islay Tilsa. That's a sort of like the bottom kark is Meshubid to the top one for 1/3. So therefore, 1/3's worth, that's how much the top one receives in the karka. So according to Rashi Sheet, it means when you sell the karka, you have a right to get 1/3 of the money. But the way Tosfos learns, you have a right to use 1/3 of the ground now when they're only planting in it. Now the Mishnah says, V'chein beis habad shehu bonoi v'sela. The same thing if you have an olive press that's built in a stone, which really means, let's say, in a mountain. And people on top are planting on top of the ground, and like right under your ground, there's an olive press owned by somebody else. The gina achas agabav, and there's a gina, there's a garden on top of it. Now the nifchas, and the top of your olive press like caves in. So therefore, the ruins of the top one now, his garden also caved in, so you can't plant there. So it says, "Hare bal hagina yorid v'zareya lamato." The one that owns the top garden, he's allowed to come down and plant like on the bottom of his olive.